in the limelight.
In an attempt to pressure China, the U.S. President Donald Trump initiated a trade war in 2018 and ratcheted up tariffs on Chinese imports to the American market. By early 2020, these amounted to over $400 billion in tariffs, with China imposing its own retaliatory tariffs of $138 billion on its U.S. imports. Such steps have taken place amid ongoing trade talks between the two sides and have been viewed as a negotiating tactic that has ultimately been detrimental to both countries' economies. In late 2020, the World Trade Organization WTO said the US tariffs violated international trade rules, undercutting their legitimacy, as well as the US claims that China is undermining the so-called US-led rules-based international order. Elsewhere, the two sides have also come into friction concerning China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, with the U.S. carrying out regular freedom of navigation operations in the area. The United States now also sends warships and military aircraft through the Taiwan Strait on a monthly basis, something innovated under President Donald Trump, so as to deter China's historical claims on the island. In turn, Washington has urged its allies, Australia, Canada, France, and the United Kingdom, to act similarly, which has raised concerns in China of the country being strategically constrained by the illegal US interference in the region. We now present you an article written by Chris Ogden, Senior Lecturer and Associate Professor in Asian Security at the School of International Relations at University of St. Andrews in Scotland, under the heading Implications of U.S. Election on U.S.-China Relations. Please stay with us to hear more of Chris Ogden's article. The last 4 years have been one of the most tumultuous periods in modern China-US relations. US President Donald Trump has been the critical catalyst of this upheaval, as he has oscillated between presenting China as a valued partner in international affairs to it being a pariah state that needs to be ever more constrained. Such fluctuations have mounted in intensity as the Trump presidency has progressed. They have left observers uncertain as to whether or not this is a purposeful strategy of the leader of the purported world's most powerful country, or an indication of an untethered, badly conceived, and even short-sighted policy. Such a wild approach has been no clearer than in their economic relationship. Here, the United States has strived to rebalance its trade relations with China, in particular to reduce Beijing's long-standing trade surplus with Washington. The trade surplus has been argued by U.S. elites to have led to an unequal relationship, with a rising China exploiting and challenging America's economic supremacy. This divide has increasingly taken on a symbolic quality, with it becoming representative of a rising China that is soon to surmount the U.S. in global affairs, and which U.S. elites now regard as the most pressing strategic threat to its global position. In an attempt to pressure China, the U.S. president initiated a trade war in 2018 and ratcheted up tariffs on Chinese imports to the American market. By early 2020, these amounted to over $400 billion in tariffs, with China imposing its own retaliatory tariffs of $138 billion on its U.S. imports. Such steps have taken place amidst ongoing trade talks between the two sides and have been viewed as a negotiating tactic that has ultimately been detrimental to both countries' economies. In late 2020, the World Trade Organization WTO said U.S. tariffs violated international trade rules, undercutting their legitimacy, as well as the U.S. claims that China is undermining the so-called U.S.-led rules-based international order. Elsewhere, the two sides have also come into friction concerning China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, with the U.S. carrying out regular freedom of navigation exercises in the South China Sea area. The U.S. now also sends warships and military aircraft through the Taiwan Strait on a monthly basis, something innovated under President Trump, so as to deter China's historical claims on the island. In turn, Washington has urged its allies, Australia, Canada, France, and the United Kingdom, to act similarly, which has raised concerns in China of the country being strategically constrained by the illegal U.S. interference in the region. Such a constraint could prevent Beijing from pursuing its foreign policy goals in the region. Those foreign policy goals were mutual economic and political cooperation and relations with East and West Asian countries. Concerning the coronavirus pandemic, narratives emanating from the United States along with its Western allies have targeted China as being culpable for the outbreak. In a recent speech at the United Nations, President Donald Trump openly claimed that China had knowingly unleashed the COVID-19 plague on the world, which prompted a terse response from Beijing's officials that it is a cooperative, not a confrontational country, that firmly has no intention to fight either a Cold War or a hot one with any country. All of these aspects of U.S.-China relations will present particular challenges regardless of the outcome of the U.S. election, in particular concerning growing U.S. concerns over China's international goals. In this regard, Beijing will certainly need to redouble its diplomatic efforts to present the country as a responsible and benign international actor, through which others can benefit in primarily economic terms. That, by most accounts, China has the coronavirus largely under control, means that it has been able to restart its economic activity, which gives Beijing the ability to kickstart and lead an international recovery. That most Western countries are still overwhelmed by the pandemic reinforces this capability and gives China the further chance to gain greater international cooperation. It also appears that it is now the United States that faces the greatest challenge to its international legitimacy, the consequences of which may have profound implications for its own global standing. This relates to the U.S. President's handling of the pandemic, that the U.S. President, Donald Trump himself, has now become infected, points to a leader but also a wider political system around him, including senior military leaders, senators, and most of his election campaign staff that had a nonchalant, under-prepared and irresponsible attitude to the major global health challenge of our times. President Donald Trump's infection also marks a major national security threat for the U.S. and the world. Given his age, obesity, and unhealthy diet, it is feasible that the leader of a country which claims that it is the world's most powerful one may become incapacitated from leading the U.S. in the next few weeks. Crucially here, it has been widely reported that Trump will be unwilling to accept any negative outcome in the forthcoming election. Apart from suggesting that he would not leave office, he may try to rally supporters, potentially even violently, to protect his position. Crucially here, some of the medication he's taking to help him recover from COVID-19 has the potential to debilitate his mental capacities and overall judgment. This could impact his ability to recognize when he is incapable of leadership, but also spark irrational tweets and behavior that may destabilize the United States and even the world. If the U.S. president were to die, either during or in the months after the election, In all likelihood, the country will be thrown into a truly unprecedented constitutional crisis. Such crisis will only be to Beijing's advantage among other US competitors, especially given that China is in many ways returning, if not returned to, its pre-coronavirus economic activity. If US-China relations do signify a contest for supremacy between the world's two foremost countries, Washington's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on the US presidential election could very well indicate the US's decline on the international stage and essentially speed up China's path to global cooperation and mutual relations.